The Disuniting of America by Arthur M. Schlesinger, Jr. Foreword. The fading away of the Cold War has brought an era of ideological conflict to an end, but it has not, as forecast, brought an end to history. One set of hatreds gives way to the next. Lifting the lid of ideological repression in Eastern Europe releases ethnic antagonisms deeply rooted in experience and in memory. The disappearance of ideological competition in the Third World removes superpower restraints on national and tribal confrontations. As the era of ideological conflict subsides, humanity enters, or more precisely, re-enters, a possibly more dangerous era of ethnic and racial animosity. The hostility of one tribe for another is among the most instinctive human reactions. Yet the history of our planet has been in great part the history of the mixing of peoples. Mass migrations have produced mass antagonisms from the beginning of time. Today, as the 20th century draws to an end, a number of factors, not just the evaporation of the Cold War, but, more profoundly, the development of swifter modes of communication and transport, the acceleration of population growth, the breakdown of traditional social structures, the flight from tyranny and from want, the dream of a better life somewhere else, converge to drive people as never before across national frontiers, and thereby to make the mixing of peoples a major problem for the century that lies darkly ahead. What happens when people of different ethnic origins, speaking different languages and professing different religions, settle in the same geographical locality and live under the same political sovereignty? Unless a common purpose binds them together, tribal hostilities will drive them apart. Ethnic and racial conflict.